and the pick is in. Welcome, Bird Gang. On today's show, Danny Surek joins me with a fourth overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr. And honestly, not that big of a surprise. Our initial reactions next. It's Cardinals Cover 2, Episode 749, and it starts now.
Welcome to Cardinals Cover 2.
Buda Baker, what heart, what threat. This guy's unbelievable.
Cardinals Cover 2 is presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals, and by Arizona Cardinals Podcasts. Visit azcardinals.com/podcast.
He's at the 10, at the 5, he's in again! Some more Murray magic!
Wow!
Here's Craig Grealou.
So right off the top, props to you, Danny. In our most recent edition of Cardinals Cover 2, presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals, with your gut, you said Cardinals stick and pick and will select Marvin Harrison Jr.
On that episode, you said you wouldn't hold me to it, but now I want you to hold me to it because I was correct.
I will. Danny was correct.
I mean, what a pick. This makes so much sense for what the Cardinals needed, and Marvin Harrison Jr. being available at four with quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3. This is a fantastic pick that should be a pillar for this Cardinals offense for the long term.
6'3". 9.5-inch hands, 31, almost 32-inch arms, the wingspan, 77. That's what you like. Those are the numbers that you like with your number one wide receiver, and that is the expectation. MHJ comes in here with a huge, I wouldn't say bullseye, but a huge target on his back. Literally, a target for Kyler Murray to throw to and becomes your number one wide receiver.
A target in a fantastic way. Harrison is your stout receiver that is going to go up and win those contested balls. He might not be, you know, the most elusive route runner or the fastest one, but he is going to be a consistent threat for you out wide, something the Cardinals were missing. Yes, they have some good pieces in there. You've got Michael Wilson, who's going to, you know, expectedly have a big jump into year two. You can get some flashes out of someone like Greg Dortch. This is what you needed, a true number one receiver. And when you're talking about Kyler Murray, I had a chance to quickly talk with head coach Jonathan Gannon outside the draft room right after the pick, where, of course, you know, he had to take a couple minutes to calm down because he was screaming and cheering so loudly. And I'd asked if he'd heard from his quarterback, and he smiled. He goes, yeah, he won't stop texting me. He's so excited, which is good news. So when Kyler tweeted earlier of kind of what he wanted, I would assume Marvin Harrison Jr. was the pick.
Earlier on Thursday morning, K1 posted, something about today just feels right. Vibes are immaculate. K1, moments after the selection. Let's rock! Exclamation point, all caps. And he tagged Marvin Harrison Jr. That duo, we hope to be talking about them for years to come. Once upon a time, it was Larry Fitzgerald. Now, it's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's the expectation with a fourth overall pick, is somebody who can not only make an immediate impact, but can be an impactful player for many years to come. That's not always a wide receiver, right? It's a lot of quarterbacks or line of scrimmage on either side of the ball. So the fact that this wide receiver, that Harrison was taken fourth overall, says a lot about the skill set that he has and just how high his floor is.
You mentioned he had a chance briefly to speak with head coach Jonathan Gannon. General Manager Monty Austenfort, what did he have to say about this selection? Because, again, we discussed it, speculated about it. What do you do with that fourth pick? Is the talent of Marvin Harrison Jr. just so high, so great, that you couldn't pass, or maybe there was never an offer that was too good to say no to?
That was the first question I asked. What made Marvin Harrison Jr. too good to pass up on or trade down? And Austenfort was just saying he is the complete package, his size and his skill set, and who he is off the field as well, and being a good culture fit here in Arizona, that this was just too good for them to pass up.
The first non-quarterback off the board, first wide receiver selected by the Cardinals in the first round since Michael Floyd in 2012. Floyd was the 13th overall pick, but now here you have a top five selection, number four overall, and really the numbers, we can go on and on, but you look, finalist for the Heisman, won the Biletnikoff Award, arguably the best player, non-quarterback, the last 2 years in college. There are several Cardinal fans, and I know, Bird Gang, this is the player that you wanted. You did not want Monty to deal. You did not want a Monty Hall. That was a year ago. This year, you wanted that premier talent to pair up with Kyler Murray. And, hey, it's hard to look at what Marvin Harrison Jr. has done and then project to the future and say, hey, this is not a home run. This should be a grand slam.
Absolutely. Harrison is the reigning Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. He's coming off back-to-back 1,000 receiving yard seasons. He is an explosive, consistent, reliable receiver. Again, something that the Cardinals did not have last year, whether that was injuries or whatever, you know, the quarterback carousel, whatever it might have been that was affecting that wide receivers room, you did not have that consistency, and that's what Harrison brings. And you would expect to see a dynamic duo with Kyler and each of their skill sets and what not only they can do as individuals, but what they can do together.
And the numbers that we don't talk a lot about with Harrison, but you look at durability, 12 starts this past season, 13 starts in 2022, 13 games played, one start in 2021. And what do we see? The moves made in free agency. Players who are available on Sunday. Knock on wood, Harrison Jr. has stayed out of that trainer's room for the most part in his college career.
Durability is incredibly important. That was something that Austin Fort and Gannon talked about after the free agency signings a couple of weeks ago. That was an unfortunate scenario the Cardinals were dealing with at almost every position last year. To a certain extent, you can't control those. However, if you have a history of being healthy, that's a pretty good sign, especially when you're going into the NFL. So you're right, another standout point from Harrison.
And all that talk about not meeting with teams, not working out at the combine, he was very emphatic about the reason. I'm training for football, and he is a football player, and it's taken us, what, 8, 9, 10 minutes to even mention the fact that he is a son of a Hall of Fame wide receiver, Marvin Harrison, longtime Indianapolis Colts, and I got to mention it, from Syracuse University. I can't say classmates, but we were there at the same time.
Oof.
What?
Nothing.
What? Me and Marvin Harrison were the same, pretty much the same age, but different talents. How about that? Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. But the bloodline, knowing what it takes to be a pro, it's one thing to have success in college. Not all that talent for a lot of players transcend the college game because there is a big jump from college Saturdays to NFL Sundays.
Not just the physical aspects of being a mentor, explaining to your son what it takes physically and the sacrifice and the dedication to make it for a long time and have a great career, a Hall of Fame career in the NFL. Also the mental side of things and adjusting and getting ready for a long rookie year, because there really is no break between the final year in college and getting through your entire rookie year, and all of the adjustments and everything that he's going to have to figure out on the fly mentally. He's going to have that support and that experience. I also loved what Harrison was wearing, his fit at the draft. First of all, that suit was fly, and he had a necklace that was dedicated to his dad. It was kind of a mirror image on two sides of this oval pennant of a young football player, and then it was his dad in a Colts jersey, and then on the other side it looked like a young Simba and then a big lion. I thought that was a really nice touch to his dad.
More reaction as far as from now Harrison's teammates, soon to be teammates. How about a former teammate at Ohio State? Paris Johnson Jr. posted a photo of him and MHJ when they were at Ohio State with the caption, "It's go time." Greg Dortch just simply posted a popcorn emoji. So you're looking at this offense and what this means for the Cardinals overall, because now you have someone that we'd like to say when D-Hop was here can dictate coverage, because now you have to account, if you're the defense, you have to count for where Harrison Jr. is lined up, left side, right side, in the slot. And most of your eyes as a defender, especially cornerbacks and defensive backs, they're going to pay attention to where that receiver is. And then that might open up something for Michael Wilson, Trey McBride, James Conner out of the backfield.
Absolutely. However, Harrison can also handle that extra coverage. That's the the two-pointer of it. It's one part of dictating a defense's coverage, and the other is you still have to be able to win, and that's the two-part that Harrison can do.
Certainly the contested catches, the jumping ability, and then the size, that almost six foot four frame that he has, the first non-quarterback off the board, the first wide receiver off the board. As we speak here on this special edition of Cardinals Cover 2 presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals, we are 9 picks in, and three wide receivers have come off the board. Malik Nabers to the New York Giants at number 6, Roma Dunze to the Chicago Bears at number 9. Joe Alt went to the Chargers with the 5th overall pick, and another offensive tackle, J.C. Latham, to the Tennessee Titans with the 7th overall pick. And again, we talked a lot about it. What will the Cardinals do with that 4th overall selection? But you go back to those early mock drafts, Mel Kiper Jr., Harrison, one of the best wide receiver prospects of the past decade. He has all the tools to win Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2024. Daniel Jeremiah, this is the perfect scenario for the Cardinals with Harrison falling right into their lap. I've compared the former Buckeye star to franchise icon Larry Fitzgerald. So in the end, talent won out, and maybe there was a package, and Monty just said, yep, you know what, we're going to stay here and take this guy, one, the talent, two, the need for this offense.
If only someone would have called that, Craig, that the Cardinals would stay and pick Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4.
I already said,
and here's
you were
the other
accurate.
Thing: we're recording this podcast before pick 27, the Cardinals' second first round pick, which I have predicted. I would expect some movement there. I think if we're going to see any sort of haul from Monty Austinfort, it's going to be with 27, and I'm going to stay with that with my gut.
Okay, so you're now predicting a move up from 27.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if Danny can't go 2 for 2 here on this first
day. If that's the case, I got to leave work early and go pick up a lottery ticket or something.
We will be back with you, Bird Gang, a little bit later on here on this Thursday. Just wanted to get our initial reaction to this selection and share in the excitement, because this is what the Bird Gang wanted.
And thank goodness for Paul Calvisi,
yes, exactly,
out at the draft party at the Great Lawn outside State Farm Stadium, because if you know, the fans were clamoring for Marvin Harrison Jr. So if it were anyone else, might not have been so great for Paul.
Within this building, the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center, as far as top people most happy with this move, Monty Austinfort, Jonathan Gannon, Drew Petzing, Paul Calvisi. Is that fair?
Sure.
Is that
Michael
fair?
Bidwell somewhere in there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Drew Terrell, you know, his position coach. Yeah, but we'll add Paul to the list.
And I'm not including Kyler Murray or anything. That just we'll put Paul up on that top 5 list as
Congrats,
far as
Paul.
People that are most happy with this move by GM Monty Austinfort. And on that note, we'll put a lid on this edition of Cardinals Cover 2 presented by Hyundai, proud partner of the Arizona Cardinals. We will be back momentarily here on this Thursday night for a complete first round recap. What will the Cardinals do with that 27th overall pick? Until then, as always, special thanks to our executive producer, Jim Omohundro, our associate producer, Cody Fincher. For Danny Sarek, I'm Craig Riolu. We'll talk to you next time here on Cardinals Cover 2.